1247 at WCHL. Special guest in the studio today, Professor Lloyd Kramer is here. And Professor Kramer, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
Professor Kramer is a professor of history and also the director of the program in the humanities in the College of Arts and Sciences at UNC. And Fareed Zakaria is coming to speak and lecture tomorrow. First of all, who is he and why is he coming here?
Well, Fareed Zakaria is a columnist for the Washington Post and a regular host of a CNN program on foreign affairs. But more importantly, for our purposes, he is also the author of a very important book called In Defense of a Liberal Education, which was published last year and became a bestseller. And it's a book about why the liberal arts should be an integral part of higher education, and it conveys his concern about changes in higher education that may be diminishing the value of the liberal arts.
Now, I know that during this political season, a lot of people are probably asking the question, now, is this about liberal politics, this liberal education thing you're talking about here?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because some people think it's, when he says in defense of a liberal education, that it has to do with politics. But what he's really referring to is a liberal arts education. And the word liberal itself came into prominence in the 19th century, and it comes from a Latin word, liberalis, which means pertaining to a free man. Mm-hmm. And the real meaning of a liberal in the beginning was an independent, free thinking person. And so the liberal arts education is a way to help people gain the skills they need to be thoughtful, critical-minded, informed citizens of a political community.
Seems to me that in recent years, the liberal arts education has been under attack from some of our leaders in Raleigh. And mm-hmm. I know that you and other professors get together and talk about this, and you must be feeling really defensive these days.
Well, we try not to be defensive, but it is true that there is a lot of popular critique and political critique of the liberal arts, and particularly of the humanities and some of the social sciences. When we talk about the liberal arts, it really includes the natural sciences, the social sciences, and the arts and the humanities. And the criticism is often focused on the fact that these kinds of studies do not lead to a job and they have no economic benefit.
And that was my next question. I was going to say, what is your response to people who say that you get a degree in one of these studies and it doesn't make you very employable?
Well, that's one of the interesting issues that Zakaria is talking about. He grew up in India in a society where education focused on engineering and science. And he came to the United States as a young man to study at Yale University, and he actually majored in history, showing how wise and perceptive he was as a young man. And his point is that innovation, creativity, and leadership in our society depends on much more than technical, scientific, or economic skills, and that the key to a successful, innovative leader is being able to think analytically, express yourself clearly, and think in critical ways that help others understand their situation. Therefore, many of the most successful leaders in business and in society as a whole have actually been trained in the liberal arts.
Well, everything these days is so global, so many interesting and sometimes horrible things going on around the world, and it seems to me that a major in history such as Fareed Zakaria has would lead you to, you know, more involvement, more understanding of what's happening these days.
Well, that's certainly his argument, and one of his concerns is that people who focus only on very short-term self-interest or on immediate returns in the economy lose sight of larger processes that are essential for a healthy society. Mm-hmm. How you understand other people around you, how Americans can understand the wider world, how we can have better informed political conversations. And, of course, he wrote this book even before the current political campaigns. I don't know what he would be saying now about concerns of whether we have thoughtful, informed debates, or whether we are losing sight of the kinds of traditions that began in the early years of the Republic.
Yeah, I think some of us could answer those questions. But I know that a lot of people are listening right now, and they're saying, this sounds really interesting. I'd love to go. Give us the details of the event again and how folks can find out more.
Okay, this is a public lecture sponsored by the College of Arts and Sciences. And Zakaria is here as the Fry Distinguished Lecturer. The Fry Foundation provides a lecturer each year to come to UNC. And he's speaking on Tuesday night, tomorrow night, March 8th, at 5:30 p.m. in the Genome Sciences Auditorium. And this is free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. And the Genome Sciences Auditorium will be available for anyone who wants to come and hear him.
All right. There's a website where you can find out more.
Yes,
I'm sure.
This is also on the UNC EDU College website. Okay. College of Arts and Sciences is the sponsor of this mm-hmm. event.
All right. Well, Dr. Kramer, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Ron. And I hope to see many Chapel Hillians at this talk tomorrow night.
It's always good to see you, and I have to say, as I was telling you a moment ago, anytime I see your name in print or I see you, I run into you somewhere around town, I can't help thinking of Floyd Kramer, the famous piano player.
Well, I wish I had brought my piano with me, and I could have been singing these ideas, but we had to talk them out today.
I'm sure you've only heard that a few thousand times in your life.
That's right, I have.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, and hope you have a great day, and it sounds like a wonderful event.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
It is 8:50.